Welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show, the podcast that brings you the most inspiring and thought-provoking conversations each and every week. I'm your host, Hollis Chapman, and I am thrilled to have you join us on this exhilarating journey. On this show, we delve into the minds of visionaries, change makers, and trailblazers from all walks of life, from authors, entrepreneurs to athletes, artists, activists, and even astronauts. We leave no stone unturned in our quest to inspire and empower our listeners. Our guests are not just your average run-of-the-mill celebrities. They're individuals who have overcome the odds, shattered barriers, and achieved phenomenal success. They share their secrets, successes, and even their failures so you can learn from their journeys and apply their wisdom to your own life. Whether we're diving into personal development, authors, new novels, entrepreneurship, mental health, social justice, or the latest scientific breakthroughs, our discussions are always thought-provoking, challenging conventional wisdom, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But it's not just the guests that make this show special, it's you, the listeners. Your engagement, questions, and comments fuel every episode. We live for the ha moments, the goosebumps, and the inspiring breakthroughs that happen when we come together as a community. So grab your headphones, get ready for a mind-expanding experience, because on the Hollis Chapman Show, we believe that everyone has a story worth telling and a dream worth pursuing. Our mission is to inspire you to take that first step towards your own greatness. Mark your calendar, set your alarm, because every Tuesday and Friday a new episode drops, ready to empower, educate, and entertain you. Join us on this magnificent adventure, and together, let's unlock our limitless potential. Welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show.
Hello, and welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show. I am Hollis. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Out here in Tempe, Arizona, beautiful day. So the next 4 or 5 days out here in Tempe, Arizona, it's about 75, 80 degrees. Beautiful. We had some rain the last couple of days. And trust me, we appreciate that because out here in Tempe, Arizona, it's going to start getting hot. When I say hot, I mean over 105, 110 degrees. And that's hot. I've been out here 26 years. And people say, who's been out here a long time, oh, you get used to it. Nah, that's crap. It's hot. All right. So we're enjoying this weather as it is. Okay. Before we get started with the show today, we'll have to give a nice little shout out to Podbean. Okay. Even though we've had challenges on the guest part of doing our show, I'm real happy with Podbean. You know, Podbean is doing things that our other network didn't do. You know, right now they sent us a nice little email a couple days ago saying, congratulations on getting 20 hours of live streaming. You know, yeah, our last guest, Elizabeth, she's got a nice picture of her in there. They thanked us. They said, keep on working hard. You know, Podbean is do great things in publishing, promoting, and monetizing for all the people who do their podcasts on Podbean. It's a great opportunity. And now that we're getting more familiar, things are doing well, we're going to really start really looking into the monetizing of our show, because I think our guests are great deserve that. Okay, so we're looking into it. But again, just a little shout out to Podbean. Thank you so much for the work you do for us behind the scenes to help us out on the Hollis Chapman Show. So on behalf of the entire Podbean team, we want to congratulate you on reaching 20 hours of live streaming. You know, how cool is that? They have to do that. But it's really nice, okay? Nice picture of Elizabeth up there. We'll talk and I'll send it out to Elizabeth and thank her. We can do some more things together. So again, like I said, Podbean, we're going to do some great things together. So you keep on doing what you do. We're going to keep on doing what we do and make this a success, okay? Make this awesome. All right. So today's show, it's just me. It's no guests. So you always get great content. Today's show about video marketing for authors and small business owners. What's it look like for 2024? Well, it's you got to have it in your marketing strategy, no doubt. I mean, even if you're a painter, you're an artist of some sort, you're a speaker, you're a coach, video marketing must be part of your strategy. Okay, so we're going to detail how video content enhances engagement and conversions. Okay, conversions, say that correctly, and discuss the unique benefits of offers compared to traditional marketing methods. You know, 85% of the content online is viewed by video. Okay. And it's gonna probably gonna go up. I don't know if it's gonna stay there, but it's probably gonna go up. You know, it just people watch video on their phone. And when you start putting things down the lower third, you don't need to have the audio up so you don't get caught when at work watching video. You know, with the AI exploding, you can make great reels. A reel is 15 to 30 seconds long. And again, you put the caption down bottom third. Boom, you got things going on. Video. So listeners out there, authors out there who's coming on our show, you got to understand that video is going to be part of the future. You got to start that now. We can do this. Like I said, this show today, we will sit there and create a video of it. And we're going to add it to our channel on Roku, the Amazon Fire TV. Again, getting more word out there. Getting things out there for you. Authors, small business owners, painters, so on, so on. So you must do the same thing. Okay? So authors and small business owners and other tips on creating high-quality, compelling videos that resonate with the audience. And we can do high-quality videos, okay, in our back office, in our team. All right? So incorporating video content into marketing strategies for authors and small business owners is crucial for several reasons. Video content has become a dominant force in the digital world, with consumers being more likely to engage with video than other forms of content. You know, I'm saying some key words that you guys gotta understand. Conversions, engagement, and that's what you want. That's what you're fighting for, okay? With consumers being more likely to engage with video than any other form of content, by incorporating video into your marketing strategy, authors, small business owners can significantly enhance audience engagement. Bring it up. Get that engagement up there. Increase conversion rates and drive brand awareness. People like to know, like, and trust you. People like to see stuff, see your brand, and they can recognize your brand because they saw it. You know, those books you need and great covers, you know, you start incorporating it into your marketing strategy. Ooh, that book. I recognize that cover. That looks good. You know, you can make 30-second reels from your book covers. You can do that. You can make 30-second reels from a, you know, half a page of your book. You can make 30-second reels from paintings that you've done. You know, we have the tools and technology now where they can speak for you. You know, we have avatars that can speak for you. We just type in what you know, some of your articles from your book, type it in, they speak for you, boom. Now that's working for you 24/7. That's 2024. Don't be doing the same thing 2024 you did 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. It ain't working. They're not working, okay? Understand that. With the AI, with things, technology, things change fast. Now you stand up with it. Let us help you do that, okay? One of the key benefits of video content is the ability to capture the attention of viewers more effectively than text or images, okay? So your book cover is awesome, but a book cover and video is even more awesome. Studies have shown that 85% of consumers are more likely to make a purchase after watching a product video. 85%. Highlight the power of video in influencing buying decisions. Buy. We want to sell those books. We want to sell those paintings. We want to sit there and get you more coaching. We want to get them to sell your products. We want to get you to, you know, we'll get people from going offline to maybe to your brick and mortar. Video can help you do that. Video. If you don't have brick and mortar, you can do e-commerce stuff. Make a nice little e-commerce video of your product you got to sell. Okay? And like I said too, 30-second reels, 15-second reels, you don't need to be going 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes too long. Quick, to the point, good, crisp, nice things. We have the tools ourselves to help you create a nice 30-second reel to get the people into it, get them pumped to go to your product and service, all right? Videos has also a higher likelihood of being shared on social media platforms, increasing the reach and potential for variety. Okay, so the reach, they like, hey, watch this, Hollis, check out this video on Senya. That's what they do. Okay, let me give you an example of, I met a friend at the gym. She is a personal trainer. I asked if she has any videos online. She said no. I gave her an example of how great, she's a wonderful lady, works hard. And she goes to the gym. She's awesome. Okay. Hi, thanks for joining the show today. I said, hey, go look at this video by Lauren Jumps. Lauren started her jumping career in 2000 when the pandemic. Lauren didn't know what to do. So she started jumping rope. Now, you go see her jump rope now, you never know that she only started 4 years ago. She's unbelievable. She's awesome. But the whole thing is in video, 30 to 40 second reels, and it's explosive. She's got like over 2 million followers now from her videos from jumping rope. And again, it's not this little, you know, jumping rope slow. No. She's flying. She's unbelievable. But you can do the same thing. You can get a great following. You can get some great stuff sold with video. Okay? So check that out. Make sure. Video content also shows authors and small business owners to convey their brand messages in a more compelling and memorable way by showcasing their products or service in action. Okay? We like that. People like that. The action stuff. I mean, at first you can show your face, you can talk and say, hi, yeah. But after that, again, there's avatars out there that you don't need to always be in front of the camera. But that video has got to be part of your strategy. It's got to be what you do marketing-wise. It really does. Okay? Hey, that's going to change in 2 or 3 years. Who knows? Things change so fast when it comes to technology. But right now, 2024, you got to have video in your strategy. You really do. But because of the technology now, you don't have to go out there and hire these very expensive people to create the video for you. You know, AI stuff, we can create videos in probably an hour. That used to take a week. We can create videos and stuff from pictures to, you know, from text to video in minutes. That looks beautiful. That really catches the eye. You can get so creative sitting at your desk. So you have no excuses. You can't say finances. You can't say finding the right person. You can do it because of technology. Don't shuff it off. Don't sit there and say, oh, technology, this and that. No, this can help you get to the next level. Okay? So videos can be easily repurposed for multiple marketing channels, such as websites, social media, email campaigns, and more, increasing their versatility and effectiveness. Okay, like I said, you want 15 to 30 second reels. You don't want a few thing out there because a lot of the sites, you can't go more than probably a minute anyway. Okay, so don't think you want to sit there and put out a 5 minute, 10 minute video because a lot of sites can't even upload that. It will deny you. So 30 second reel, 50 second reel, get the information out, put the teaser out there, promote them to your website, give them to your website. And then you can put the longest video you want on your website, Okay, I know at Facebook and stuff like that, you know, if you got a 1 minute video, you're good to go. And that's the norm. Online with that, okay? So successful video marketing campaigns by authors or small business owners, painters, whoever, illustrates the impact of video content and driving engagement and conversion. For example, self-published authors, Amanda, she sent us a little note. Thank you, Amanda. She used video book trailers to promote her novel leading to millions of views and increased book sales. Like I said, you can do this in your office with it signed down, because we can write the down bottom third where to contact you, some stuff like that. You don't need to sign on. You can just watch. You can get engaged that way. You know, click here, click there, without any sound. That's so great. Video can do that. 15 to 30 second blurb. You don't need, and you should not think of putting anything longer out there at this point. At your own website, go as long as you want. But when you get people to your website, make it short and sweet. Small businesses like Dollar Shave Club and GoPro have also leveraged video content to build their brands. So Dollar Shave Club, videos all over. GoPro, well, GoPro, obviously, information all over. Thank you, sweetness. You're an angel. You're awesome. Thanks for listening today. Okay, you got any questions? Just drop me a note. Okay, so those things, you know, obviously we all seen GoPro. We all seen Dollar Shave Club. So if these big boys can do it, we should be doing it as well. Okay, we should be doing it as well. And again, technology allows us to compete with the big boys. And that's what's so great about it now, the competing that way. So to create high quality, compelling videos that resonate with the audience, authors and small business owners should focus on several key elements. Firstly, the video should have a clear purpose and call to action. Okay, because of what we can do with you. If you want to write copy, we can help you with the copy. All right, we can help you with copy, because a lot of us get stuck with the copy. We can help you with that. Again, we got AI stuff in there that helps us with the copywriting too. It helps us with photography twice. It helps us with videos. That's awesome. Okay, so the copywriting and the call to action, very important. Guiding viewers on what to do next. If you don't tell a viewer to click here, call in, guess what? They won't do it. So you got to be comfortable sitting there and tell a person, you see the video, like what you see, click here. That's a call to action. A lot of us, especially beginners, they don't do that. They get a little shy about that. Well, if you don't ask, they won't do it. And there goes your sale. Okay? So clear purpose, call to action, guiding viewers on what to do next. It should also be visually appealing. Oh, we'll give you four or five choices. You know, if you're getting it from us, we'll give you some choices. You like this, you like that. Is it, you know, what would your customer like too? And we had a great show last week where our guest said, Hollis, beginner business person, got to start using I less and you more. So when you write your copy, don't start, oh, Hollis, I this. No, that pushes them away. Put yourself in their shoes and use you more. You. How can we help you? How can we help your business? And in return, they can will help our business. But don't use IS so much. And that's, and like I guess last week, she said that beginning people in business, that was our fault. We use I too much. You know, she gave an example of a person that she was potentially hire, and she went to the interview, and a person would sit there and use I in her interview so often, it turned off. I turned it off. It's like, I. She didn't realize and go, hey, what can you do for the company that you're looking to get hired onto? So we got to use you more than I. We have to. So when you write your copy, put yourself in the person you want to sell it to. Put yourself in their shoes and use you more. Okay? Don't forget that now. So your videos should also be visually appealing with high quality production values and engaging. All right? Storytelling. Very important. Like, again, we got a copywriting tool. So we can help storytell. Now, years ago, it used to be my biggest problem, putting things down and writing things down. It's like, oh, I get stuck. Well, guess what? We got a tool now, and with AI now, it can help us brainstorm. It can help us get over that brain log. So we can help with that, okay? So we can help with storytelling. Additionally, videos should be tailored to the target audience. Just don't do it out to everybody because then you have nobody. Put it out there to your audience. If you write a book of a romance, well, do a romance copywriting article, you know, video, and so on and so on. Is it a children's book? Is it this guy? To the audience. Yeah, we hear you. I say children. We have avatars that speak like little kids. How cool is that, babe? If you're trying to sit there and talk at the little kids and promoting your book, you got to have an avatar that speaks like a little kid. Okay? I think that's so cool. You know, we have over 400 different voices. We got voices from all over the world. So if you're trying to sit there and get into the Asian market, we have Asian avatars. Spanish market, Chinese market, all that. We have those avatars, can speak their language. And also, when those people see your video and they are from a different country, our tools will automatically translate that to wherever country they're calling from. How great is that? So you're getting that work and getting that stuff out there while you sleep. And it's doing it for you. That's a fun video. That's a good video. Okay? So video should be tailored to the audience, like I said, addressing their needs, preference to maximize engagement and conversions. Those terms I use, you hear me use it all the time. Conversion, engagement, very important. Okay? Don't sit there and put all your work in making this wonderful, beautiful book. Or getting yourself practice about being a coach or doing this wonderful painting, and you're not putting it into the right group. You're not putting it into the right audience. And your stuff is just sitting in your garage. You don't want that. We'll help you move those books, sell more paintings, get more workings, okay? Okay, let's go to some pros and cons to the show here. Forget about book trailers. Most book trailers are terrible and will not sell a single additional copy. So there's more to it than it's a book trailer, okay? So kind of book trailers kind of wore itself thin now. It really is. So if you have a large production budget, that's a different story, but we don't. We don't work with people with large production budgets. Most of the authors are first-time authors who they put most of their money into creating their book and PR firms, so they have a smaller budget. So book trailers, no, don't do that. Video content. Don't talk at length in a static shot and listen to your Brad Pitt or you know, a Hollywood star. Don't do that. Don't talk like that. Let's create a nice little video so it can move, different kind of camera angles, this and that. We can do that from our desk. You don't need these big budgets. You don't need these big stars, okay? So there are some exceptions to the rule, but generally, the worst author video in the world is a kind that features talking heads, okay? So you got to get creative. You got to, you know, our avatars are tall, short heads, this, that. You got to, you know, we can use that for you. We can help with that. Because if you just talk straight into the camera and that gets boring and they'll move on next. So don't do that. Don't post unedited videos that are longer than a minute or so. Okay? Thank God that we can edit quicker now, like everything else, okay? But if it's over a minute long, something like that, you got to probably edit. So that's why the 15-30 second videos are better. Okay? I mean, if it's not flawless, we're okay as a society saying, hey, he messed up a little bit, but it's okay. You don't want to run a 3-4 minute video and you're constantly messing up. This is going to turn the people off. Okay? So refer back to our earlier point. All videos want to be crap. It's near impossible to create a compelling video using an iPhone or tablet unless you are break out of the editing software, even if just for a movie. Okay? So be careful with that. That's why it's good to use the AI stuff. Because you got an iPhone, you got to put it on your tripod, you got to do different things like that. That's tough. That really is. So you might as well just do it from your computer desk, okay? post videos to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat when you go somewhere unique. We're going somewhere unique. Next month, the show is going to take a cruise to Alaska. So excited. Okay? We will definitely show stuff on our trip. We're going to talk about it. We're going to promote Podbean. We're going to get stuff out there. We want to get a big following. We want to get a big audience so we can sit there. So we're going to show you. I'm so hoping we see up live. I've never seen one live. A whale. Going to show the glacier. I'm going to post it to the Podbean and show that. I think I'm going to have one live Podbean show the week of that trip. That's going to be awesome. Depending on where we're at, well, if I can have the ocean in the background as I do the show, it's going to be so cool. So I'm so excited, as you can tell, about that. But it's going to be great. Okay? It's going to be great. So, yes, we're going to post on Facebook. We're going to post on Instagram. We're going to post on Snapchat. So you who cannot be there with us, maybe next time, you'll still see like you are there. Okay? Hi there from India. Thank you for joining us today. How cool is that, right? How, you know, that's Podbean. You know, we got people listening and from all over the world. Okay, all over the world. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate that. We're going to put some stuff out there for you. Okay, so thank you so much. You're awesome. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, she's from India. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Hopefully some of these tips will help you out and your stuff and your conversions and your engagement, okay? When you attend an event, do one-question interviews with many different people, then edit the answers together to something interesting. All right. So when you're out there, I may do some one-question interviews when we're out on a cruise, and then we edit together. But again, it's a lot easier now editing that stuff. Okay? A lot easier now to edit stuff and do things with the technology. The AI, don't fight AI. Just let's make it for the good. Let's just use it for the good. Let's use it to create great content for listeners like here on the Podbean. You know, from the lady from India, she's here. Let's create great stuff for her. She can learn. She puts stuff out there. Okay, so that's awesome. It really is. So when you attend an event, do one-question interviews with many different people as possible, then edit it together into something interesting. Okay, so if you need some help with that, we can do that. We can help you out with that. But that's a good tip there. Goof around on Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, goof around, have some fun with that. I don't do much on TikTok because I'm not really silly. I couldn't do something silly and good on TikTok. So that's why I don't do it. But I'm looking at different things because TikTok is so powerful right now. Hopefully it'll be around. Congress may ban it, but who knows? That's a whole other story. It's another show. But who knows? Okay? So those are some tips. I hope everybody got some tips out of there. Very important to have engagements, very important to have video in your marketing strategy. Very, very important. All right. Yes, AI. Very good, developer. Okay, so that's perfect. Yes. AI, we use it all the time. It helps us become better. It helps us do the show, help us write stuff, it helps us in copywriting. So it helps us out. You know, when you have a small operation, you need all the help you can. And AI helps us there. It makes us look bigger than what we are. And that's just great. That is really great. Like I said, the AI now, keywords to video, what an awesome tool. You know, we create some stuff, we put stuff out there on Facebook and stuff like that, get great response. People are blown away, okay? But video, like I was saying, it's got to be part of your strategy. You got to get it out there. 15 to 30-second reels, don't go long when you kind of pull people in. If you're not comfortable about being in front of the camera, don't worry about it because we've got avatars that you can use. Boom. As a matter of fact, we can upload your voice. So you can be a little avatar by using your voice. That's awesome too. So opportunities are there. Okay, guys and gals. All right. Hey, we do have a great show line for Thursday. We have a special guest there on Thursday, so it's going to be good. We have a, you know, so right now on the books for Podbean, so we're getting so excited with Podbean, we have 15 guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. So that's awesome there. So make sure you tune in. We'll get guests. You know, again, if I don't have a guest coming in, I usually just do the show anyway and give you some great content. But make sure, you know, my whole thing is we always want guests, but things come up, people fall up because of life happens, but the show must go on, as they say, right? It really does. All right. So that's good there. Hey guys, thanks for listening today. I really appreciate the activity. Love the engagement. Love it. All right. So keep on doing that. Do it when the guest calls next week. Show them some love. Okay, so we got a guest on Thursday, 10 o'clock, Tempe, Arizona time. And we're trying to get it fully on because when we have a full schedule, we usually go Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. If we don't have a full schedule, we're usually Tuesday and Friday, 10 o'clock. All right, but now we have one on Thursday. We're excited about that. She's got a book she's going to promote. We're going to talk about video marketing like we did today, get the word out there. If you guys have any questions about that, it'd be great. Okay, so thanks for listening. Very excited. Podbean, you're awesome. Thank you, Podbean, for doing what you do. Thank you for all the great stuff and tips you give us. We got to give it to our guests. They make it flawless for the future. Okay, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Now let's close it out with some music. Thank you, everyone, for joining the show today. As always, I'll see you next time.